from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh yeah, baby, we are joined by Doug Whaley for the next hour on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Doug, not with us in studio, but that's okay because we get to see his bright, shining face on our screen here. And if you want to see Doug's face, you can go to our YouTube stream, which is very popular, we have been told. Doug, how you doing, buddy?
Not too well. 9 in a row? What are we doing here?
Doug, you're a legit Pirate fan, man. When they are going good, you come up in here with a little bit of swag, and when they are down, I can see it in your face, the pain, man.
It is. Here's the pain, because we all thought that they took that step, maybe a little premature. I think a lot of people weren't expecting them to be in contention as late as they were this year. But to be in contention and then to drop back out, that's where the frustrating. We need consistency. You need to take that step, but stay at that step. Maybe this year we were all hoping that it was a possible wild card, but be in it till the end. And to find ways to lose, and the way they are losing, I think that's the most disheartening thing for us all.
We're also disheartened by the latest Brandon Ayuk news. And Doug, I don't know if you're up to speed on the array and the craziness and the variety of the reporting there is out there. I want to play this latest thing from Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network for you, and then we'll react to it.
Yeah, I believe, based on every conversation I've had, if the 49ers say, hey, Omar Khan, Pittsburgh Steelers, deal done, we're sending him to you, boom, the deal's done in a matter of seconds, and then the contract's done in a matter of minutes as well. Again, talked about that a couple minutes ago, that being part of this whole situation. But the 49ers, who, and Tom, you made it clear the other night, we talked about this part, were looking for the possibility of then filling the hole with another wide receiver if they trade away Ayuk, which they could have done as part of the deals with Cleveland and New England that just never came to fruition. Pittsburgh just doesn't have that guy. Kind of canvassed the market and said, well, you know what? A lot of these guys either don't stack up to Brandon Ayuk, or the cost is going to be what we're getting back around. So why are we even trading? Let's just try to reset this thing. So they did, and they made an offer. And it's pretty clear by the fact that nothing is done that offer wasn't good enough for Brandon Ayuk's liking. And now it just kind of seems like it's stuck in limbo based on every conversation that I have had today. And I think the ball at this point probably in the 49ers court. And it's up to them to decide, do they want to pursue the trade or do they want to continue to try to get a long-term deal done with Ayuk? No real progress on either front over the weekend.
And then, Doug, there was more reporting in a different clip, so I've played the wrong one here, where Garofalo says that Ayuk his preference the whole time was still to remain in San Francisco. So I ask you this, Doug. What would you have done like 5 months ago if you were John Lynch? Because it sounds like they still might get this done, but I think they're getting all this done now on Brandon Ayuk's terms.
Well, see, I may disagree with you. I think they're getting it. San Fran and John Lynch played the waiting game. And if they really wanted to get rid of him, they would have one or two things. They would have, whoever met their asking price would have gotten it done. Or what they would have done is say, we're going to hold off until we get that asking price. And I think they were holding off trying to get that asking price. And since no one is getting to the requirements that they've laid out, the last team standing are the Steelers, and they're close enough. So I think not only is Sam Fran, but maybe even Brandon Ayuk are saying, well, let's try to see if we can come to somewhere where we both walk away with a deal saying we win. And for me, if I as Brandon Ayuk, if I stay with San Fran, even if it's a two-year deal, I take a run 2 years at Super Bowl contending team, keep my stats up, and the wide receiver market then is going to be probably 2x what it is now, and I can go out and cash in, and because he's, I think, only 25, 26. So there's other variables that have come into. It's not just straight, I want to stay in San Fran, I want to go to Pittsburgh. There are things, and that's why everybody says, when you're talking about deals like this, they are fluid because they are constantly evolving and you constantly start thinking, well, what if we do this? What if we do this? Especially if someone's not meeting your asking price.
Doug, don't you think the relationship is frayed at all? Like, do you think it'll actually work out if Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers do come to terms and he does stay around with this team? I mean, it's been months and months and months, and there's back and forth, and, you know, there's just so many details that go into this, and you don't feel like you're wanted. You're paying Juwan Jennings over you. You're paying Christian McCaffrey over you. You're drafting a receiver in the draft. Do you think that the relationship is frayed at all between Brandon Ayuk and the team?
Well, I'll say two things. It's nothing personal. It's always business. And what mends any personal effects of a relationship or a negotiation is money. If they pay him what he wants or what he thinks he deserves, he'll walk in and it'll be kumbaya and let's go win a Super Bowl. So I don't think it'll ever get frayed like to that where it's not coming back unless San Fran just hold tight and says, we're not going to send you anywhere and you're playing on your current deal.
Do you look at Brandon Ayuk as a problem child, for lack of a better phrase? Do you look at him as a diva? Because we have a lot of people blowing up the text line equating him to Antonio Brown. I don't look at it like that at all. I think he has played this masterfully. In fact, I think he and his agent have really done a good job of finding two avenues to go, and you could potentially be satisfied with either one you get.
No, this is a strictly business move. I need to maximize my value right now, and I think my stock is the highest right now, and if San Fran's not going to pay me, give me somewhere to pay me. And it's same as no.
Oh, we lost Doug. I bet you got a phone call.
Probably, yeah. That's right.
Oh, we got him back.
Yeah, sorry about that. Someone called in.
Yep.
So
we know you do everything on your phone. You told us that last time we talked to you, Doug. You discovered Apple Pay for the first time.
No doubt. But what I'm saying is, though, when a organization comes to a player and says, we need you to take a pay cut or we're going to release you, you don't hear fans screaming anything about the team. So there's always two sides to any business transaction. And this side, the player's trying to flex some of his muscle.
It's all very interesting. Do the Steelers need him? Do the Steelers absolutely need Brandon Ayuk? And if you were Omar Khan, would you give in and just to get this done because you knew you absolutely needed him?
I think they could use him for sure. Do they need him to the point where you handcuff yourself for future moves to improve your team? No. Meaning I would not give up a first round. But anything underneath that, I could see that happening. That's the difference between a need and a want. You need him with a second rounder, but I wouldn't want him having to give up a first rounder.
Doug, I'm wondering why the 49ers decided to go about it all this way with Brandon Ayuk. And then you look at the Jets and what they've got going on with Hassan Reddick. And I'm just wondering if you would have been more on the John Lynch side of things or on the Jets side of things. And what's going on with the Jets is Hassan Reddick's been there for 4 months and he says, I want out of here. And they released a statement the GM did the other day saying, yeah, you're under contract, big guy. you either come in or you're getting fined. How do you juxtapose those two different mindsets, and which avenue do you think you would have taken?
Me personally, I would have taken the one kind of in the middle and really figuring out what does success look like for Brandon Ayuk and his team. Is it all about the money, or is it about money and winning, or is it about, hey, let's try to do something in the middle, or like I said, give him a bridge deal. Give you some upfront money now, maybe add a year on it, get you at that level of APY, average per year, that you think you're in. Doesn't handcuff us for the long term, and in 2 years you'll be trying to sign Purdy. So you get Ayuk off the books, take that money to sign Purdy, and you have that team intact to try to run back to the Super Bowl this year and maybe a year after that. So there is somewhere in the middle where both camps could feel like, hey, it was a win-win.
Doran, you did ask if the Steelers need Brandon Ayuk. They seem to think that they do, obviously, as they've pursued him this hard for this long in all the public reports that have been out there. If Omar falls short of getting his man, how do you then evaluate the offseason here? Because I think he's done a great job with just about everything else.
Well, I look at it, it would be incomplete, because obviously you want to see what happens on the field and see the pieces that they have put together. What can they produce? And obviously, we all can assume it's not going to be the level of Ayuk, but if you have a combination of players that can reach those numbers that Ayuk would have, then you can say, all right, it was a push. I think this whole offseason, really, for me, is going to be graded after this season to see what they do at that QB position and how that works out, not Ayuk. Because to me, what you're doing now with only having, less than $6 million tied up in quarterbacks, you're trying to add as much talent on that roster now when you're not paying that quarterback as possible. So Ayuk would be a bonus, but I wouldn't say it was a failed offseason if you don't get that Ayuk.
Should we talk about the current team?
Yes.
Let's talk about the current team, no. Sans Ayuk, when we come back. We have a preseason game to talk to you about, Doug, and a quarterback
who
played, one who didn't, and questions about both. We'll do that when we come back. If you have a question for Doug, we'll take him. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can always text your questions in as well. Brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll talk to Doug. We'll continue talking to Doug when we come back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We are joined every Wednesday for a full hour by Doug Whaley, and he joins us remotely. If you want to see Doug's face, you can get on our YouTube stream, which is doing good numbers for us. People like to watch us interact. Yep. They like to watch us interact during breaks, Doran, to see our camaraderie and our friendship. Likes that. Your dad watches.
Oh, yeah. He tells me every day like what we did during breaks. He goes, you guys are so ridiculous. What are you guys always getting up for? I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom.
I was chopping my feet earlier. You like that? Showing a little athleticism, a little running in place.
And you're breathing heavy.
I was. It doesn't take much to get me breathing heavy, Doug, at this advanced age now for me.
I was wondering what was going on because I saw Doran smiling. Then I looked over and I saw you doing running your feet. I'm like, all right, I wonder what these guys
are running the feet. I was playing in the backyard with my daughter yesterday, and we were playing two different games. She didn't know it. We were pretending she was a monster, and so she was trying to chase me. But the entire time, I had a Nerf football, and so she's chasing me around, and I set up targets, and I was pretending to be a quarterback, and I was trying to hit the targets.
I like it.
I got to tell you. The wind ain't great, but the mobility, still next level.
For what?
Plus mobility.
What about
who? For me. The quickness was pretty good, I gotta say. I mean, I was running circles around my 4.5-year-old. She couldn't keep up. She's like the Energizer Bunny. All right, you know who else is mobile? That is Justin Fields, and he played a preseason game on Friday. Was it great? No. Was it awful? Well, Doug, what did you think when you watched Justin Fields?
I think it really shows that the guy has talent. He does have talent, but the lack of consistency is what he needs to overcome, and he hasn't overcome it yet. I mean, the same things that plagued him in Chicago when they had poor support, not a good team, poor coaching, didn't use him the way he should be used, they showed up again here in Pittsburgh. So until he corrects his lack of ability to stay out of situations that harm the offense and put him behind the sticks, be it taking sacks or fumbling and not taking care of the football, you're going to always have a guy that teases you enough, as we say, to get you fired. Because he's got enough ability, you're going to fall in love with it, and everybody's going to sit there and say, I can get him to get to this level, but he's not going to do it. I hope he does. But right now he's showing he's not. Now, let me correct it so the Twitter universe doesn't go, or the X universe. I'm not saying Tomlin is going to get fired by Justin Fields. I'm just saying, as a metaphor in that business, guys like this have so much talent, but the talent never produces into high-level, consistent production.
Luke Getsy. I mean, he's a culprit of it, too. You know, Luke Getsy being fired by Chicago, and now he's obviously in with the Raiders, but, you know, he was a culprit of it as well. Doug, if Russell Wilson does play, we still don't know if he's going to play, if he's going to start the game on Saturday, how much different does it look from him being at quarterback compared to Justin Fields being at quarterback? And let's just base off of what Justin Fields did on Friday, how much different will it look when Russ is in there and how the offense might roll?
I think the biggest difference will be you won't have the wow plays, but you'll have the plays that methodically put the offense in position to stay ahead of the chains and convert drives that get into the red zone or in the plus territory. I think that's the biggest difference.
Doug, here's a question from a texter here at 412-928-9370. And Doran and I were actually talking about this during the break. Let's just say, because they're still bringing Russ along slowly. He was still limited, according to Ray Fittipaldi earlier in the show. If Russell doesn't play this preseason, do you still feel comfortable starting him week one against Atlanta?
I would say this. I could not answer that unless I was at practice every day and being able to see how he is in command of the offense. Not only that, but how are the other offensive teammates responding to him when he's in the huddle, when he's under center, when he's guiding those 10 to 11 snaps in practice? How is everybody on the same page? Does he have a command of what Arthur Smith is trying to accomplish? So that I would have to wait until, or I wouldn't be able to answer unless I saw him in practice, like I said. And if I felt confident in practice just because of his resume and the pelts he has on the wall, a lot of guys like that don't really need preseason, even though you would like them to have preseason because it's a new team and a new offensive coordinator.
Doug, I think we talked about this probably a couple times, but the Steelers are having a joint practice with the Bills tomorrow at Acrisure Stadium. Do you think that joint practices are beneficial? And if you were there tomorrow and you were the GM, what drill or what period would you be most paying attention to see where your players are at?
I love joint practices because it puts your team in situational football that you may not be able to visit in a game. Sometimes you get 2 minute backed up. Sometimes you may not get 2 minute when you're ahead, or simply practice on situational football. And for me, the positions I would be looking at is, well, Faitanu's out, so I'd still be looking at O-line, and then one-on-ones, DBs, and wide receivers. Those two.
Yeah, we should probably call Doug back.
I think, obviously.
Yeah, Kalis, you want to disconnect him and then give him a ring back. You're breaking up there.
A little bit.
He got too much going on that phone, Doug does.
He does.
He told us about that last week. Oh.
He has his plane tickets on there, his ID. What else?
Doug with a realization last week from like 18 years ago. Doug's like, guys, I found this awesome life hack. I forgot my wallet at home, and I was still able to do everything just with my phone. What? Are you serious, Doug?
We were both like, what?
Buddy, if you want to know any player stats, you can Google that, right? It pop right up on your phone. They even got naked ladies on there, Doug. Like, there's nothing on your phone you can't get.
Doug, how about this? You know what you can do on your phone? You can send messages through an app, and they disappear. They go away. No Doug, track.
Doug, when you eat some nice place out there in San Francisco, wherever Doug is, right? Where is Doug right now?
Maybe Arizona.
You get a nice meal and you take a picture of it. You can then go online. You can look up the recipe. You can make it yourself at home. This thing called the internet. Hi, Doug. You good? We good?
I'm good. The Wi-Fi dropped on me, so I had to switch position. Sorry about that.
We were ragging on you while you were gone about your phone usage and your life hack from last week. Where are you, by the way?
I'm Chatham, Cape Cod.
Oh.
So, little family vacay.
Nice. Well, you can do a little fishing out there? What are you doing?
I don't even want to bring it up. We went out fishing for about, we left at 7:30, came back at 1:30, and we didn't even get a nibble. We were looking for tuna and striped bass, not even a snag. Hmm.
If you're going tuna, just, you're getting out there a little bit, right? Were you talking deep sea? Yeah.
Not deep. We were probably about 11, 12 miles off the coast.
That's yeah. Pretty far.
That is.
That's at least.
Oh, yeah.
How long of a boat trip is that? Like an hour, 45 minutes?
Yeah, about 45 minutes out, 45 minutes back. But I'm telling you, we trolled. We did everything. And I'm telling you, we didn't even get the line didn't even bend 1 second.
Wow.
Man,
not hungry.
Yeah, disappointing.
I went one time deep sea fishing and was nauseous the entire time.
You didn't do the Dramamine?
It was horrible.
You got to do the Dramamine.
I'm sure.
Oh,
that helps.
I did a preventative measures. I did it right when I stepped on.
Yep.
It does make you a little drowsy, but it keeps the nauseousness away.
Oh man,
that's the worst feeling ever. Because you're stuck. You're stuck out there.
Can't do anything.
No one was turning around. I was like 12. No one was turning the boat around for me.
Right.
No, shut the hell up. We're trying to not catch tuna, okay? All right, Doug, we'll cut back. I got some questions about Justin Fields still and the offensive line with an interesting Jerry Dulac report from the other day. So, Doug, with us until 10 o'clock. And we want you back after this break. You know what's bad? Seasickness. You know what's worse? Heart disease, because it kills one person every 33 seconds. Schedule your heart screening at UPMC today. It's a Wednesday. That means we've got Doug Whaley, and I forgot to turn my microphone on. False start, 5-yard penalty. Still first down. Doug, do you know that you were giving us a little tour of the house for a minute there? Callis had you still on the YouTubes, and you're just walking around. Good thing you didn't go drop trowel in the bathroom or something like that.
I did not know. I just assumed once we were going to break that I was off. He usually is like, all clear. I maybe jumped the gun a little. Again, a false start just like you.
And now it's first and 20. We're behind the chains, and we're going to have to punt in the whole field position thing. All right, Doug. So we were talking about this earlier on in the show. Clearly, Justin Fields getting a ton of reps, has been getting reps, played the game. Russell Wilson didn't play the game. I think they just want to know what they have in him, obviously for the future, but in terms of a viable option at some point this year, whether it be for an injury for Russ or poor play from Russ. Do you agree, though, that if Russell Wilson at any point is benched for Justin Fields because of play, you can't turn back, right? Like, it's once Justin's the guy, he's got to just be the guy.
I do believe that, and I think that's got to be the case, not only for to finish out this season, but to give them a solid game plan for next season to understand, hey, Russell couldn't get it done. Let's find out if Justin Fields has a chance to be our starter for not only the rest of 2024, but 25 and beyond. So I agree with you. And this point in Russell's career, that would be 3 straight years of subpar play. And the moniker out there might be, hey, he's at that stage where he's a valuable backup vet type guy that you bring in to help bring along younger guys. So hopefully that's not the case, but that may start getting out there on Russ if he fails to produce at a decent level this year.
Yeah, how long do you think they'd have to go with not great play in the record in order to have to push a button like that?
Well, I mean, if you want to go history, how long did they give Trubisky? What, 4 games? What was that, the Jets game? So, I mean, I think a lot of it's not only going to be the amount of games, but how does he look? I think they'll give him some grace period the first 1 or 2 games, especially if he doesn't get under center during the preseason in a game type situation. But after game 2, after game 3, or by game 4, which was usually the quarter mark of the season when you're really feeling what your team is all about and where the strengths are, the weaknesses are, and what you're putting out there on the grass, I think by that time they should know, all right, we're going to ride with this guy, or that rope is getting awful short. So I'd say in between 4 and 6 games, they should know.
Say they pull off the sign and trade with Ayuk. What is it? $28 million, I think, was being offered to Ayuk. Say that happens. Ayuk comes here. Russell Wilson balls out this year. Do you sign back Russell Wilson, who's going to have a high command, or do you go in a different direction? Do you rely on maybe Justin Fields, who probably wouldn't have seen the field that much? Like, do you think the Steelers would financially be able to do that, pay Russ and Ayuk this year and next year? Do you think they could make that happen, or would you go in a different direction?
I think you find a way to make that happen, because I look at it this way. There's the bird in the hand. So you're going to give up on a quarterback being 36 years old, but is obviously shown that be able to stay very engaged with his training methods, very engaged with his teammates, came in here in 1 year and got you not to the playoffs, but a deep playoff run for an unknown, be it Justin Fields or someone in the draft or another free agent. So if you want to consistently compete, especially if you paid money, not only draft capital, but cap space to Brandon Ayuk to come in to help Russell Wilson get you to that point, you got to roll with the people that got you to the dance. So I would say, and you can structure it, especially a Russ contract, where it's a 3-year deal and you could get out from under it in 2 years if his play starts to slip. So I have trust in Omar, the way he can orchestrate not only negotiations but contracts. That's not going to hamper the Steelers in the long run. But I just can't see, a situation where Russell Wilson comes in, balls out, and you say, thanks for the short dance, but we're going somewhere else and asking someone else to homecoming.
Doug Whaley here with us on the Fan Morning Show. And Doug, I know that it's preseason and it's largely vanilla, and Arthur Smith even said so much the other day in his news conference with the local media. But two things that jumped out to me is that play action is a staple of this offense, and I liked what they did, albeit not a ton of it, in the screen game. Those are two things that good offenses do in 2024, and they have been very bad at the screen game, and they have been reluctant to use play action, and it's free. Why do you think that they've been so reluctant to use the play action in recent years?
I think it comes down to the lack of ability / knowledge of the offensive coordinator to understand if you run the ball, running the ball creates play action, which creates openings down the field for your receivers, and it gives them a better chance and easier way to get open because the defense is playing the run, so they get that extra step. And the screen game, the more you start beating them down the field on passing games, they're going to start unleashing their front four and saying, let's get after the quarterback, which opens up the screen game. So it's how plays set up other plays, and it's just a fluidity of calling plays, and you just didn't have it in the past, and you're starting to see a guy that is competent being able to say, all right, we may run this game, the ball the first down and get 2 yards, but guess what? That play action pass on second down just got us a 12-yard dig. So those are the type of things that a competent offensive coordinator can do.
We have some breaking news from Jeremy Fowler, our longtime pal from ESPN. He used to cover the Steelers for that outlet. He says, Steelers remain motivated on Brandon Ayuk deal, but trade talks with the 49ers were quiet in recent days as San Francisco decides whether to extend the wide receiver at a price point he would accept. As one source pointed out, the team is one phone call away on deal with parameters in place. So is that breaking news without any breaking news?
Yes.
Okay. So then he's social media.
The team is one phone call away with parameters in place for who?
I think for the Steelers.
Okay.
I think for the Steelers.
Yeah.
That would imply.
So what that basically tells me is that the San Fran says, give me your greatest and your best offer, and we will mull it over. They have it with the Steelers. Ayuk's agent has the deal in place with the Steelers. Now it's up to San Fran to say, all right, let's get rid of him or let's sign him. So, or the third prospect is let's slow play this to see after right before cuts to see if anybody else at that time decides, let me come back and revisit this Ayuk situation and up our offer. So I think this is a smart play by John Lynch and the 49ers. Slow play. What's the rush?
Yeah, and you are just conveying what you think is going on, but the last words I wanted to freaking hear were slow and play.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a slow burn for months, and then these last couple of weeks it's picked up, but is it really picked up? I don't know. The difference there in the reporting is that the Steelers remain motivated on a Brandon Ayuk deal. We hadn't heard necessarily that verbiage. You say slow play. I said it earlier the opposite way, Doug, and I wasn't a general manager in the NFL. I said, if I'm John Lynch, I'm giving Ayuk a deadline, and I'm saying, here's our best offer. This is the best we're going on this, man, and you either take it or you're in Pittsburgh.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but I would slow play it as in a week before cutdown day. All right, here's our best offer.
Okay.
Let's do it now. Just because, like Fautano, excuse me, he gets hurt. If someone at let's say, Cleveland ends up, Cooper gets hurt, they come back and say, we'll give you 2 first-rounders. Then things start changing. So those are the type of things that I say, slow playing, and it really goes into the face of, but you have to be on, let me say this, you have to be on the right terms with the head coach, because the head coach may say, we don't want this distraction and Brandon Ayuk holding in, stuff like that. So as long as everybody on that organization's on the same page saying, give it a week, week and a half, 2 weeks, worst case, our floor is the Steelers' offer, but we may get higher or we may end up coming to an agreement where we have the player and all of this is for naught. So I truly believe that there's no need to rush right now unless the coach is saying, I got to get this guy out of here.
Doug, the Steelers are doing something curious with their offensive tackles. We want to talk to you about that when we come back, and we will, because it's a Wednesday with Whaley. I was feeling jittery. Doran gave me a Nutri-Grain bar. Thank you, Doran.
You're welcome.
I'm back in order now. Mm-hmm. I'm all good. You're always helping your buddy out.
Yep.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Last segment here with Doug Whaley. And, Doug, Jerry Dulac reported that the Steelers wanted to start Feltonu in the second preseason game at right tackle. They want him, and we're going to have him be the starting right tackle against the Atlanta Falcons in game one of the regular season. However, he gets hurt. He also wrote that the Steelers are going to have Broderick Jones battle with Dan Moore Jr. at the left tackle position, but while Feltonu is out, Broderick Jones is going to be playing right tackle. Now that you're caught up, if you weren't already, can you make heads or tails of that for us?
Well, yeah, it just basically, it kind of follows suit to what Mike Tomlin usually does, have those rookies earn their spot. And for me, you don't want to see Feltonu injured, but it shows that you need three good tackles on your roster, or at least serviceable tackles on your roster because of injury. Let's think about it. If they would have traded away Dan Moore at the beginning of camp, what is this looking like now, especially if that Feltonu injury lasts past 2 weeks? Maybe it ends up going to be 4 to 6 weeks. Then you're going into the season with Broderick Jones and who knows. So this is why I always say at this time of year, it's easier and it's actually more prudent to slow play transactions than to rush into transaction. And this is a perfect example right now of why you don't.
Doug, we have run out of time because the clock has been mismanaged, but we do appreciate your time. Will we see you? No, you're off. You're on vacation next week, correct?
Next week, and I'll be back after that, right, ready for first kickoff, baby.
It must be something real special you got planned, because you're always traveling, and yet you always make time for us. So, what are you getting into, something real cool?
I will be in New Zealand, so for the time change, I just can't make it.
Are you going to do any safari kind of stuff?
No, I'm.
Is that not a New Zealand thing? It might not be. I don't know.
No. Ultimate beat the heat. I'm going skiing.
That's right.
So you want to beat the heat? Right. Go to the snow. Yeah, it's Southern Hemisphere, so it's winter there. So I'm going skiing.
Shows you what I know about anything.
Nothing.
Doug, have fun. We will talk to you in a couple weeks then, buddy. Thank you.
All right, fellas.
Safe travels.
Thanks, Doug.
The great Doug Whaley going Thanks. New Zealand, mate.
That's Australia.
I think they're very similar.
Are you sure?
No.
Of course not.
Starkey up next. Is Zeiss in today? I don't know. Do they ever work together?
I don't know.
I don't know who's in. If I don't tease Zeiss, Zeiss gets annoyed by that, right. And I don't want to annoy Zeiss, and I want him to be included. But yesterday I said Zeiss and Starkey, and then there's no Zeiss. So I don't know. One of the two of them, both of them, someone's going to be hosting.
Nobody's here now, and usually Starkey's here. So
I know. So I'm concerned. Maybe it's just Zeiss. I don't know. All right. It's going to do it for us. We're back at it tomorrow, 5:40 a.m. Pat Bostic going to be joining us, though we don't know for how long. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy summer drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 83.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.